The Olympic Year is a series of programs outlining the events and music that shaped the last 40 years of the Olympic Games, from 1956 in Melbourne to 1996 in Atlanta. This week, 1960, Rome.
The most publicized soldier since Napoleon, Elvis Presley, with girlfriend Priscilla Beaulieu to see him off, was leaving Frankfurt at the end of his army service. So it was farewell to military glory and to 16-year-old Priscilla. What fame for that girl to have been a friend of the Emperor of Rock and Roll.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. I squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sirree. Stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you.
Free of political entanglement, save the ruling that nationalist China had to compete as Formosa, the 1960 Games attracted a record 5,348 athletes from 83 countries. More importantly, it was the first summer games in track and field covered by US television. CBS bought the rights for $394,000. Rome was a coming-out party for 18-year-old Louisville boxer Cassius Clay.
Everybody's trying to break records. Man says that he'll be on the moon by 1970. One man said that they're going to make cars that rumble sunlight. Well, those are pretty game predictions. Well, I predicted I'd be the heavyweight champion by the time I'm 21.
The brash but enigmatic Clay, who'd later change his name to Muhammad Ali and hold the world heavyweight title three times, won the Olympic light heavyweight crown, pummeling his Polish opponent in the final.
Oh, he's really hurt there now. Just over a minute to go. Those pounding punches of Clay have sapped most of his strength. It must be very disheartening when he throws his best punches and Clay just dances.
Clay was so proud of his gold medal that he didn't take it off for 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you.
Sprinter Wilma Rudolph and swimmer Chris Van Salsa each won 3 gold medals for the U.S. in Rome. Rudolph, who was one of her father's 22 children and who couldn't walk without braces until she was 9, struck gold in the 100 and 200 meters and then anchored the winning 400 meter relay team for the U.S. But her most precious gold medal came in the blue ribbon, the women's 100.
This time they're away, and Leone going well, Rudolph well, and Hyman well. And Hyman's up in front of the moment, and Ikeda coming. Rudolph coming right away with Hyman in second place. Can Hyman get the silver? It's Hyman or Ikeda, and on the line, Hyman takes the silver. With Wilma Rudolph, the gold medal winner beyond all doubt.
Swimmer Van Salsa won the 400 metres freestyle, placed second in the 100 free, and then anchored the winning 4x100 metres free and medley relays.
Shake it all over.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't
just as long as you stand by me.
World events in 1960 centered in Sharpeville, South Africa, where police fired on thousands of Africans demonstrating outside a police station. Official reports said that over 50 people had been killed. The shooting was witnessed by photographer Ian Berry.
There were people running towards me, and I kept on taking pictures as I lay in the grass. I didn't see it at the time because I had my eyes stuck to the camera. But on the photographs, you can see what it was like for the people. They didn't take it seriously at first. They thought the police were firing blanks or over their heads. On the photographs I took, you can see that most of them were laughing and seemed to think it was a great joke. Children were running towards me, some laughing, some holding their jackets up over their heads, presumably to fend off the bullets.
As you stand by me, and darling, darling, stand by me, oh, stand by me, oh, stand now, stand by me, stand by me.
The US men's team in Rome won 9 track and field titles, including repeat gold medals for Lee Calhoun, Glenn Davis and Al Erta. Rafer Johnson and C.K. Lang of Formosa, college teammates at UCLA in the States, finished 1-2 in the decathlon. Amongst the other stars in Rome were barefoot Ethiopian marathon runner Abibi Bekele and Australian Herb Elliott in the men's 1500 metres. Bitterly cold weather in Washington on the snow the day John F. Kennedy was inaugurated as President of the United States in 1960. President Kennedy's inaugural address included these striking passages.
All this will not be finished in the first 100 days, nor will it be finished in the first 1,000 days, nor in the life of this administration, nor even perhaps in our lifetime on this planet, but let us begin. So, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
And I won't ask
dang dang, ka-ding, ka-dong, ding, blue moon, moon, blue moon, dip-di-dip-di-dip, moon, moon, moon. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom.
You saw me standing alone.
Ron Morris of the USA collected the unlikeliest of gold medals in the men's pole vault in Rome. Morris failed to clear the qualifying height and was preparing to return to the Olympic Village. However, his luck was in, as only 11 vaulters cleared the height, and he made the final 12 despite not making the qualifying. Morris made full use of his reprieve, taking the silver medal behind his teammate Don Bragg, who cleared with a world record height of 15 foot 5. Anadir Gerovic of Hungary, aged 50, won his sixth successive Olympic gold medal in the Team Sabre event. He'd already won team gold medals in 1932, 36, 48, 52 and 56. In addition, Gerovic won individual gold in London in 1948, a bronze in 36 and a silver in 1952. He also won bronze in the team foils in 1948, a total of 10 Olympic medals in fencing for the Hungarian. There was one tragic moment at the 1960 Games in Rome. Danish cyclist Knut Jensen collapsed in the Olympic road race and died later in hospital. Jensen was the second fatality in Olympic competition since Athens way back in 1896. The 1960 Olympic Games in Rome, the year of Cassius Clay, Wilma Rudolph, and Herb Elliott. In the next program, 1964, Tokyo.